you're wondering why you're hearing a little Queen there. It's almost like I'm contractually obligated to play Bicycle Race when we're talking Reading Rad Sport. A great thing that is being happening in our community this weekend, benefiting the Reading Recreation Commission. These past couple weeks, we've talked a few times with Gabe Lloyd. He works with Longtail Creative, very instrumental with the Reading Rad Sport Festival that unfortunately is postponed until next year. But that doesn't mean the fun. That doesn't mean the fundraising stops right here. The virtual hill climb challenge is currently in its final legs here, going on through the end of the month. But a new part of the challenge going on this weekend, May 25th. As many feet up Mount Penn as humanly possible. Our special guests this afternoon are Gabe Lloyd, Jake Schaefer, and Dakota Schaefer. Gabe, Jake, Dakota, as we socially distance ourselves on the radio, three different phone lines we're talking to our guests on today. Guys, how are we doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for having us, Dan.
Of course, man. I love it. We're looking forward to the promotion that you guys have here. So I guess we'll start off with Gabe. We'll go in the round and chat with each of our special guests here, Jake and Dakota, a father-son pair. Jake is the team director of Keystone Racing, and Dakota a part of that team as well. But Gabe, were you not sick of riding up and down Mount Penn for the virtual climb challenge that you had to challenge you and your team even more? What's this all about, man?
Well, I have to say that this was actually it was Jeff and Dakota's idea to come to me with this idea for their team to get really involved and really accelerate our final fundraising efforts here with the virtual climb challenge, with something called the Ascent Challenge, where they're going to be going up Mount Penn for 4 hours straight. And this is going to be a whole team effort. So there's 23 members on the team, and all 23 of them, of course, it is socially distanced, responsible gaps between each of them. But they're all going to be going up 4 hours on Monday morning, trying to raise as much money as they can for the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, every time that we've chat, Gabe, I've said how terrific it is. Over $30,000 raised for that food service program that is more important right now than ever. So, Jeff, Dakota, what made you think up this for people like me who maybe not the best bicycler? I did the Mount Penn Hill climb once, and once was enough for me. So what was the thought process on having your guys' team, Keystone Racing, being involved with such a great fundraiser?
So it was actually one of our team members, Kevin. He came up with a similar idea, and then we contacted Gabe, and we were snowballing different ideas back and forth, and this was kind of the final product. And he just wanted to get some sort of team challenge that we could do together but separate, since usually this time of the year we're racing our bikes and there's really not much going on. So we just tried to get something going.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. And I also find it funny from an outsider's perspective that, I asked Gabe, hey, how did you come up with the idea for this? And then he passed the buck to the Schaefers, and then the Schaefers passed the buck to Kevin. So I like it that you guys are just making sure that if anything does go wrong, anybody's extra tired, that everybody can just blame Kevin. It all works out in that way, right?
Yeah, definitely. Not us.
Well, so for people who are maybe just hearing about this for the first time, Jeremy was telling me about it earlier this week. I know that he is participating, so I will ask you guys to make it as tough on him as humanly possible, only because I love him. But if people are hearing about this for the first time, you said a four-hour time frame. You're going up Mount Penn, down Mount Penn. How do the logistics of this thing work, guys?
I can take that one. So the idea is that we're sending the riders up Mount Penn, and you pledge on the rider, sort of like a swimathon or some type of per-foot thing. So we came up with the idea, Jeff, Dakota, and I came up with the idea of doing a penny per foot, a nickel per foot, or more. And you can jump on our site at readingradsport.com. You can pledge for a rider there. So you choose the rider that you want to support or pledge behind.
Mm-hmm.
You say how many pennies or nickels per feet that you'd like to incentivize them with, and you submit your pledge, and then we wait until Monday to see how many times they actually get up to the William Penn Fire Tower, and then we'll go against the pledges at that time.
Wow, that is just such a great idea. And how many riders, again, did you guys say are going to be participating in this?
23 total.
Wow, so 23. So how is this going to work? You know, you said you guys are going to be trying to follow, you know, some safe spacing, which also makes the ride tougher. You're not able to use any of those slipstreams. I know when you're climbing, that becomes more of a moot point. But I'm wondering how, again, do some of the logistics work? You're going to be being released in intervals, or, you know, one person goes up, one person comes down. How is that going to all work out?
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Gabe, but I believe it's going to be every 2 minutes we're going to be sending someone up the mountain.
Right. Yeah, the idea is to start everybody off with a two-minute interval.
And then what were you going to say, Dakota? Go ahead.
Sorry. It's like we do this in time trials where you're not allowed to draft off anybody. So if you're going to pass someone or be passed, you kind of just stay to the right, and you just slip by them without hanging around too long.
No, I think that's, again, a great idea that you guys are laying out here. And as I look up at the clock, we're getting close to our traffic break. So how would you guys feel about hanging around? We'll come back and we can explain to people some of the different rider rules, how the pricing will be working, how people can pledge. How about we get into some of this other stuff after we take a quick break here? Does that work for you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Look at that. Generous with their time and generous with their legs as well. I will tell you, Tyler, from riding up and down Mount Penn one time, this is no small feat whatsoever. I don't know. Are you a bicyclist? Do you ever get out there on a bike at all?
I'm more of a runner, but yeah. once in a while I get on the bike, and, you know, yeah, those hill climbs can be pretty tough.
So that's what I said. When I tweeted out the promotion for these guys coming on, you know, I said, not only are these three guys in way better shape than I'll probably ever be, they're also raising money for a terrific cause here, the Redding Recreation Commission's food service program. If you don't want to climb the hill, that's okay, but you can make your money count as well. We'll talk about that, what it'll be like for the riders, if a rider goes over, if a rider goes under, how you can participate and pledge, all that coming up with our special guests, Gabe Lloyd, Jake Schaefer, and Dakota Schaefer, right after this on Talk It Out. Welcome on back here to Talk It Out, 5:30 on a Friday, currently 67 degrees in downtown Reading. It's not going to be the ride of the Valkyries on the 25th, no, it'll be the ride of Keystone Racing. Raising money for the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program. If you're just joining us, our special guests here are Gabe Lloyd. He works with Longtail Creative, also very instrumental with the Reading Rad Sport Festival. We have Jake Schaefer, the team director of Keystone Racing Lupine Lights, and Dakota Schaefer, a local rider as well. These guys, in all the name of charity, are going to be riding up and down Mount Penn on a 2 mile, 663 feet of vertical gain, averaging a 6% grade. Better them than me, but let's welcome them back, Jeff, Dakota, and Gabe. Gabe, I guess we'll start with you here. Before we ran for our break, we were talking about, you know, some of the logistics, some of how you know, the heats will be released, all that good stuff. I'm wondering, we kind of touched upon it, but the biggest thing behind this is raising money for the great cause that you guys have doubled down with Reading Rad Sport, and that is the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program. How can people who are listening get involved without having to put themselves on the bike and go through the physical trials that you guys will on the 25th?
They can head to our website at readingradsport.com, and I've got a little splash image there for them to click directly into our shop. And the first thing on that shop right now is this Ascent Challenge, where you can choose a rider So there's a drop down of all the names of all the athletes in there, including Jeremy Rapp in there. Next to that, you choose a pledge per ascent. So you can choose whether you're going to donate a penny per vertical foot, 2 pennies per vertical foot, or a full nickel per vertical foot. And then that quantity selector next to that, that's how many times you would like to see your pledge rider go up to the top of the mountain. So you can put 10, you can put 15. We had one guy put 97 for one rider, in fact. So there's all sorts of tortures happening right there. Once you put on those quantities, click add to cart, proceed with the process there. Nothing is actually billed until we get to the end of Monday, because what you're doing is you're pledging, and this is essentially like an eBay bid, right? It's like the maximum amount you're willing to contribute, but it has to be dependent on the number of times the Keystone Racing team gets to the top of your climb.
Awesome. I love it. And as I'm scrolling down the names here of people who are a part of your team there, Keystone Racing, and will be a part of this event, I'm seeing so many different familiar names, a lot of people who are big community fixtures here who have become a part of that. So for Jeff, for Dakota, either one of you, what can you say about the support you see from your team members who, it looks like, scrolling down the list here, a lot of people were jumping at the opportunity to be a part of this fundraiser. What can you guys say about your teammates on Keystone Racing Lupine Lights?
Well, I think we're very honored to have a lot of very generous and caring riders from our community that jumped on board to support us as Keystone Racing. It's definitely going to be a challenge for 4 hours. And I think they took this to heart. There's a lot of people really going above and beyond as far as raising funds for this event. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and that's what I love. Go ahead.
No, just the amount of support that our guys always give us, and the people around them is always, you know, it's surprising for sure.
Well, and
in a good way.
Yeah, and that's what I notice. I mean, every year since the Reading Radsport has been going on in this area, that's one of my favorite things as, you know, a community partner here with you at WEEU. You know, it never ceases to amaze me the support that we see from our community here. So, you know, how different is this than a typical ride that you guys would be going out? Because 4 hours, this is almost as much of a fundraiser as it is a test of your guys' fortitude, of, you know, the test of your guys' endurance. What can you guys say to that end?
So 4 hours is pretty normal for a weekend ride.
Okay.
But we never do it just up and down a single hill repeatedly. So I think it'll for sure be a big physical bear, but probably more mental than anything, to be honest. Just doing the same climb over and over like that, you know, definitely have to get in the zone.
Oh, I believe it, and I don't even know if I have a zone that could get me to be climbing up and down that hill 4 hours straight. So you said that there's different pledge amounts that people can make, you know, per feet. There's also a quantity where you can say, I want to see Jeremy Rapp go up and down. As you said, one rider is tabbed for 97 times. How can people kind of follow along with this? Will there be social media updates going out there? Or is it really like after the race has concluded, that's when you're going to want to check back and see how your specific rider did?
I'll certainly be out there on the Reading Radsport social media for
Great.
The entire time. So I'll be doing Facebook Live. I'll be doing Instagram Live. I'll probably even get on Twitter. I'll be doing as much as I can to get out there.
Awesome.
And then I'm sure that Jeff and Dakota and the rest of the team will also be on their social media channels as well.
Cool. I am looking forward to it. And again, it's on May 25th that this will be taking place. I believe it starts in the morning, right? 9 a.m.?
9 a.m.
So, sure. Dan, yeah. I would be interested in donating, funding you to go up the climb one time.
Yeah. Well,
guys, it might take me the full 4 hours to get up there once. I'm not positive. And especially if I don't have Jim Borden to give me my mid-race beer, I don't know how much I'll be able to get up there, guys.
There's rumors okay. he'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to sponsor you.
Oh man, they're putting me on the spot here, Tyler. They're definitely. Let's see, 9 a.m. So I couldn't even use the excuse. Oh, I gotta go on air. You guys are yeah. putting me in a tough place here.
Yeah, man, do it for the kids. Come on.
Well, I would have to borrow a bike from somebody.
Well, you've done it once. Ah. I mean, we know you can do that part.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll have to talk to Jeremy. I'll have to see. You know, I would do it just because you guys are so nice and you guys are such great guys. And this is, you know, such a great thing. And like you said, do it for the kids. You're putting me in a hard spot. I could lose listeners if I don't do it now, guys.
Exactly. You got to hear it now.
All right. Well, I'll have to get in touch with Jeremy. I'll talk to you guys after the show and see what's going on there. So I'm also wondering, as you said, that there are different pledge rates. There's different times that you can ask people to go up and down the mountain. In a case like if I'm riding and somebody pledges, hey, I want to see this guy go up and down 10 times and I do it one time, what is the way that works out if a rider goes over, not in my case, where a rider goes under in someone like my case?
Yeah. So if you go under whatever your pledge is, then we will only charge your pledgee the amount that you actually went up. So if you go up or if you have a pledge for 8 times, but you actually only went up 2 times, then we would only bill your pledgee for 2 times up the mountain. So it is important that the riders fulfill the pledges that have been put against them. And then if they go over, like I said before, it's similar to an eBay bid. It's the maximum that you are willing or able to provide for this project. So if you can only support for, you know, 2 to 4 ascents, that's totally cool. We will take that, and all those dollars will go directly to the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program.
That is just great. And you know what? You guys have talked me into it. I'll be there at 9 a.m. alongside you guys, and you guys yeah. can all laugh at me. I will be the source of comic relief as all of your thighs and you know calves ache alongside me. I'll be the clown out there for you guys, just because I think this is a great thing that you guys are doing. You know, I love that you're supporting something that is important now more than ever. So you know what? I'm not a morning person at all, but because you guys are so generous with your time, I love chatting with you here in the afternoons. I'm gonna do it. I'll climb up the nice. Hill one time. You guys talk awesome. Me into it.
All right.
Awesome, Dan.
I don't know. We'll see how awesome it is once around the 4 hours after the thing runs its course there. But, no, I'm looking forward to getting to meet you guys in person, too. You know, I've talked with Gabe in person before when we were setting up the races and other times. But I think this is so great. It's such a community aspect. And I would be a hypocrite saying I love this community if I don't put my own legs on the line there. So you guys pulled my leg enough to do it. So with the time that we have left here, I'm just wondering, was there anything else that you guys wanted to mention that you wanted to get out there about this? And again, to mention how people can pledge and be involved with this.
I just appreciate whoever has or is going to pledge. Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was right along the lines of what Dakota just said there. I really wanted to extend another really heartfelt thank you to everybody who has supported this project from the beginning. Also to like Brandon Hansen from State Farm Insurance and Eric Shippers, Shillington Eye Associates and Integrity Electric, all those guys who kicked in very early to help kickstart this project. And now it's really snowballed into this really great opportunity for the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program. I mean, and then while we have Jeff and Dakota, again, I'd really like to thank those guys publicly. Mm-hmm. And so everybody knows, man, like this has been a really, really cool gasoline on the fire kind of thing, where this project alone is going to double the amount of money that we're going to be able to raise for the Reading Rec. So, yeah, really hats off to Jeff and Dakota for rallying the troops and reaching out to me and making it possible. So thank you guys for doing that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gabe organized it, you know, did the website and all that really good stuff, like the technical stuff. So, yeah, thanks, Gabe.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Maybe Gabe can put Dan on the sponsor sheet and we can get the
listeners to
sponsor Dan.
You know it. Dan Newbert's going to be on this drop-down list here in a second.
Oh, my. What have I done to myself? You guys are sticking me between a rock and a hard place. But like you said, it's for the kids, it's for the community, and this is a great thing. So while I'll probably be sore until next year's Reading Rad Sport, I'm all for it, guys. And again, just so generous, and you know, you guys putting 4 hours of your day on the line benefiting the Reading Recreation Commission. I can't say thank you to you guys enough, and also really appreciate you being so generous with your time here in the afternoons to promote this great event. Hopefully people get out there and pledge. ReadingRadSport.com is where you can make the pledges. Super easy to find it. I was able to find it with just a click of the mouse there. So head on over there, get your pledges in, and at 9 a.m. And also tune in on Monday to hear me lament Jeff and Gabe and Dakota talking me into doing this, but it's all for a good cause. Thank you guys so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Thank you.
I'll see you bright and early on Monday, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right. Be safe until then. I'll see you Monday, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Dad.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. There they go. Gabe Lloyd, Jake Schaefer, and Dakota Schaefer, and Tyler, what have I gotten myself?